My name is Ashley Vandekar, and I'm a psychiatry resident and a fellow with the Group for Advancement of Psychiatry. So today we'll be talking with Dr. David Morrison, an organizational psychiatrist.
Good morning. I'm David Morrison. I'm an organizational psychiatrist.
We're talking today because of your specific interest and expertise in work psychiatry. And at the moment, with the global pandemic of COVID-19, work is becoming more important in terms of people's relevance and their perspective on work. And with patients, both those patients who are still in work and those who have either lost their job or have a lesser degree of financial and work security at the moment, it's important that we know the right questions to ask them. So today I was hoping that you could give us a little bit of guidance in terms of how to get a work history and why that's important.
I think the most important reason to get a work history is because it's the clearest insight into how the patient or the person sees themselves as the center of initiative. So much of dealing with crises like COVID or other things has to do with either being a passive person passing along or someone who's taking active control. And work provides an insight into one's own self and how we see ourselves as a center of initiative, someone who's taking action on the world.
As we go along, we're going to have a lot of new patients that are going to be seeking care, right? Like both people who are unemployed, people who are essential service workers and who are out there and have the anxiety and the fear. And whether they're referred through their employee assistance program, the EAPs, or whether they're self-referred, there's some predictions that psychiatrists and other mental health providers are going to get a lot of new patients. So when you have a new patient, what questions can we do to ask about a work history? Because I know when I started residency, my work history would basically be, do you have a job? And they would say yes. They would say no. I would say, what is your job? And that was the extent of my work history. And I've learned by talking to you and reading some of the work that you and the Group for Advancement of Psychiatry have written that work history is a lot more and that you can use the work history as kind of like a looking glass into a patient's functionality. So take us through the questions that someone should ask for a new patient to get a work history.
Well, just like any part of the psychiatric history, I think it's really important to consider it like a narrative. What is the story of work and what is the story of work in their lives? And then how does your job fit in the larger system of what the organization is trying to do? From there, you can extrapolate, like how does the organization make it? How do they make money and what's on the horizon for them? So most people had a responsibility early on. They had a first job. So what I'll do is I'll walk through how I think about work in a person, and then the questions naturally flow from there. So most people generally had a first job or a first responsibility. Your job is to make your bed. Your job is to set the table. We need you to take out the garbage. The family has their expectations of what needs to be done to take care of the family. And that begins, in essence, a person's work ethic and how they feel about work and how it ties to their sense of self. And often, for example, in Chicago with these municipalities, often they're following in the path of others who work for the police or the fire department. At the same time, it can also tie to this COVID crisis. In other words, we were tight. We did not have much money growing up. And so if you wanted anything, you had to get a job. So fairly soon, in most people's lives, there is a need to get a job for pay. Often it's mowing the lawn or babysitting or some chore around the neighborhood in Chicago, shoveling snow, something like that. That's then the beginning of, oh, if I make an effort, if I do work, I'll get paid for it. Then when you come to formal employment, there's lots of really important things to ask. There's more you can ask about those two steps. But with formal employment, there's a couple of really important things to consider. First is, how did they get that job? What was their education? What was their training? Secondly, did they have anybody who was sort of had an eye on them? Boy, it sure looked like you put an extra effort when you were working that summer at the grocery store. I knew you were going to be a store manager or leader in the grocery store at some day. There was a mentor. Somebody saw the talent and the effort in them. So how did that mentor come to be? What did they see that they liked about their work? And obviously, of course, these things are going to tie to their sense of self and self-esteem and what motivates them intrinsically beyond money to do what's required to stay employed, essentially, which is obviously a very important question right now with the COVID crisis. The other really important thing where there's a lot of conflict and which tends to blend in, and a lot of times where psychiatric symptoms come to mind or bring it come attention to somebody in the mental health system has to do with conflict with the supervisor or conflict with a coworker. And that often has to do with conversations around performance. And so critical questions to ask are, who does your performance appraisal? What are they expecting? What kind of categories are they asking about in terms of gauging your performance? How does that fit to your pay? Who provides input to your performance? Do your peers provide input? Do the customers or clients you support? Another really important question to ask in addition to about how their work is evaluated is how do they evaluate someone else's work? Ask them to talk perhaps about the last performance appraisal they gave. And that can give you a sense of how they think about work. A big part of work, as you think about your patients, is how do they fit in the overall system? So for example, more specifically, I'm an organizational psychiatrist, so the organization is essentially my patient. I put the organization on the couch. Where is it healthy? Where is it pathological? Where is it functioning really well? And where is it dropping the ball and not executing well? A lot of times what can happen is somebody is well-liked or somebody is rude. And for those reasons, they're not told how well they fit in the system. So it's very important when you ask about work, who hands you the work? Where does it come from? When you're done, where does it go? How is it paid for? I mean, I think a lot of times psychiatrists have the courage to ask a lot of really difficult personal questions. But one of the most personal questions is how much money do you make? And that's not necessarily easy to ask. But it's very important because it can give you a sense of how the person feels about themselves. They may have a sense of how other people are paid around them, which could be making them withdraw or disengage or sabotage. And it can also give you a sense of the relative importance of their job to the overall system. So, for example, I got really interested in performance appraisals, why they go right and why they go wrong, because I was seeing a lot of executives who were derailing.
Okay. And so those are going to be questions about the current job. Now, you know, I remember reading in, I think it was the Group for Advancement of Psychiatry Workplace Dysfunction book, or, you know, it might have been one of the monographs. I remember reading about the importance of asking about childhood perspectives, right? And asking about what someone's parents did for work, what they thought they were going to be when they grew up, how they actually ended up in their job, and tying those things together so that you can look at their psyche about work when they were a kid.
So what you're asking about is a kind of a longer sense of identity, how they're similar to, how they're different from their parents and even their grandparents. So, right, when you do a deeper dive into a work history, perhaps you're not trying to resolve or understand a work conflict, but you want to understand the meaning of work for them in a bigger picture of who they are, where they're going, who they want to be, or how they determine success. But there's also issues of what do you talk about at the kitchen table? What's important? What is a meaningful job? For example, a lot of times, the executives I've worked with over the years that are very successful are some of the first people ever to have a college degree. And their parents were blue-collar workers that did whatever they could to make sure the rent was paid and food was on the table and that there was money left over to pay for college. You were going to go to college. That was the expectation. And so there's this other kind of, you're the hope of my, or I'm coming into my career as the hope of my parents and even grandparents' generations to do better, to quote, live the American dream. So there's long-term things for a psychiatrist to consider, to look at relative to, are the different buckets of a person's life being filled in the right way, you know? And then of course I advocate for work. So the other dilemma is, are you working so much to be with your family that your work isn't being cared for? So these are the kind of balanced and sort of integrative questions that a psychiatrist can consider as they're advising people in the work world.
So what I hear you saying is that when you're asking questions of a patient, their work history, and doing a deeper dive when you first meet the patient and go along is really important. And that some questions that you might want to start off with are, what did the patient's parents do for work? How did the patient feel about their parents' job? What did the patient expect to do for work when they grew up? How did they end up in their current job? What was their motivation for taking that job? What were their expectations in going into that? And then looking at the conflict history, like the questions that you've been describing, to figure out whether their job lived up to those expectations.
That's a very nice synthesis. And then I would add to that, of course, and this is where we play a very nice role that I don't think hardly any other professional does. The accountant doesn't do this. The internist doesn't do this. The lawyer doesn't do this. The financial advisor doesn't do this. How are you living an integrated life? So obviously you want to look at work and dive down deep into it and explore the meaning, and then take a look at with him, kind of put your arm around their shoulder. Let's look at the future you. Where do you want to be in 5 or 10 years? And how do you want to engage more with work? Or ratchet it down and make sure you have a life outside of work, which not only is for family, but also for your own personal needs.
So this conversation with Dr. David Morrison has helped to provide a little bit of guidance about the importance of a work history. Work tells you how a patient sees themselves. And in COVID-19, when so many of our patients have either lost their job, fear losing their jobs, or otherwise have reduced income, it's especially important that we take a good work history, a narrative, their story. This type of history, as Dr. Morrison described, starts with the patient's childhood, what their parents did for work, what they thought that they would be when they grew up, education, training, mentoring that led them into the workforce, their first job, how long they held it, why they switched jobs, how they got into their current job or their last job, how they fit in the overall organization, how their work was evaluated, how much money they made, and any conflict at work. All of these questions are very important. They're important because as we cope with COVID-19, as we help our patients to cope with COVID-19, we need to support them, to help them recognize their vulnerability, to help them advance, and appropriately and realistically evaluate their prospects in the workforce. And the work history is important as a psychiatrist to let us do this.